Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Welcome back to the Enlighten Up Podcast, everyone. I hope you're doing well. This is a live podcast for those of you who are on YouTube right now. Just want to say hello to all of you and a happy new year. I hope 2024 is off to an excellent start. And to answer CB Daughter's question, it's the slipstream of infinity. For those of you on the podcast who may have missed my 2024 predictions, I highly suggest looking that up on my YouTube channel, because there were some beautiful messages in there and incredibly powerful opportunities are awaiting us in 2024. But today we're here to talk about generational trauma. Something that, if you did watch my predictions video, you also know that I am hosting a free masterclass on how to heal generational and childhood trauma this Saturday, January 6th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific time. And so many of you have signed up. In fact, I have over 100 people already signed up, which is amazing. I'm so excited. And just to answer the questions here, because I am getting this asked, if there will be a replay, there will be if you're signed up. However, if you are on the live call, if you are in the live Zoom room with me, when I am hosting it, you will have an opportunity to receive bonuses for being there. Okay, so it's definitely in your best interest to be there live if you can make it. But if you can't, for whatever reason, just know you will get access to the replay. And this is something that I have been working on and really kind of been unraveling myself over the last 18 months or so, because it was a big part of a missing piece to my healing journey that I really, for the life of me, couldn't figure out. And of course, how do you figure it out when it's something that isn't even yours? It's like part of your ancestral trauma. It's generations past. It's either your parents, your grandparents, God knows who, that just keeps passing it down through the DNA. And it can be very frustrating to isolate this if you aren't aware of it. And it can feel oftentimes when you're on your healing journey, no matter how hard you're consciously choosing to make different choices, do all of the different healing messages that you can think about, and you still keep coming up against similar patterns of manifestation or sabotage to events, things like that. And so I'm really excited to, one, do this episode, because I don't really think we've talked too much about generational trauma on the podcast, but then also, of course, to go into the healing methods that I have found are extremely powerful in tackling this very difficult area to heal. So, you know, generational trauma extends beyond the individual experience. This is not just about you. This is about your parents, most likely, but even could even be something that they receive from their parents, something that's been passed down. Now, What's really interesting too is what I'm going to go into a little bit more in this podcast too, is that, you know, trauma carries a certain signature frequency depending on what trauma it is. And so even if, you know, you're carrying that in your DNA, you can easily recreate scenarios, manifesting scenarios in your life that cause you to go through similar traumas as a result. And now I say that as a caveat, because you don't necessarily have to experience the trauma in this lifetime to still have it affecting you. But those two scenarios can absolutely show up. And just want to say too, before I go any further, the masterclass on Saturday, most of you have confirmed your subscription. If you have not received any of the emails yet, please, one, check your spam folder, because if you signed up really early, there's a good chance that the link for the event was sent to your spam folder. If you've just recently subscribed today on Tuesday, then make sure that you confirm your subscription so that you can get the link to the actual event, okay? All right. So generational trauma, this is something really that has been coming up a lot more in, I would say, the very mainstream conversations, which I think is wonderful. Largely, I believe, in due to Bruce Lipton's work. He's done a lot of work on epigenetics. I consider him like the grandfather of epigenetics, and how much of his work has helped push this information forward and really gotten it mainstream. And so when we are experiencing issues, whether it's with our relationships, whether it's with our career, maybe it's healing a certain issue in our body, maybe it's money stuff, abundance, whatever things that it might be, or even just going after your dreams, like choosing to live for yourself versus like what you feel stuck in. When it comes to making those choices, it can feel like you've done everything that you can possibly think of. But if you haven't addressed generational trauma, then this can absolutely be one of the key factors that's holding you back. And it absolutely was for me up until like 18, 19 months ago when I discovered it in my first psilocybin journey. And of course, you know, working with the mushrooms has been part of not just my own healing journey, but it's actually been more so about developing the healing protocols and methods that I'm now using, that I'm going to be offering a lot of you on the masterclass. So I think it's important to know that when we're talking about generational trauma, it's really easy to go into victim mode. And I want to make sure that we address this, because the last thing you want to do when you're thinking about healing generational trauma is to go into, gosh, this isn't even my stuff and I have to deal with it, you know? Because I firmly believe that we've chosen the bloodlines and the families, knowing full well before we even came in exactly what we were getting ourselves into. And I believe that we chose our specific family lines and parents because they would offer us specific challenges, growth opportunities, lessons that we would need as a soul to complete in this particular lifetime. So, you know, we go through so many different lifetimes of experience. And for those of you who are in my Forbidden Journey program, especially if you are at the retreat, you are very well aware of some of the astrological components that I bring into play that highlight what you missed completing in past lives that you've chosen in this particular lifetime to complete. And I will say that it's literally in my astrological chart that I absolutely had a karmic tie to a parent, most likely my father, which I do, that I needed to address. And so understanding that from a spiritual perspective, we utilize these ancestral lines to not just grow and learn and take on the challenges that would help us complete what we need to complete, but to also offer the opportunity of liberation to our ancestors. But first, you need to know how to liberate yourself before you can even think about liberating ancestors. And so there is this component as well to generational trauma when we look at this very spiritually, of how this there's this tie to energy of past events still lingering in our present, in the field of the present, and how that can absolutely influence us. So we're going to see that. I'm going to bring up in a moment how through epigenetics, we've seen that it's the environment that can absolutely trigger the gene expression of the trauma to be activated. I believe that if this is the case, which is what science is completely showing now, that there has to be an energetic imprint in our field that is lingering, that has come from the past and is part of our spiritual environment, waiting for the right moment to trigger an event. So the role of epigenetics and DNA expression is important to discuss when it comes to generational trauma. It's absolutely essential. And so we talk about this idea of how environmental factors can influence gene expression. The first thing you have to understand, if you're not aware of already, and I'm sure many of you are, but for those of you who aren't, what they've discovered is that when someone from our ancestral line, okay, has experienced a trauma, it leaves a chemical mark on the DNA. So it doesn't actually change the gene itself. There isn't a mutation within the gene, but there is a chemical mark that is a mechanism that can affect gene expression with the right environmental factors around. So when we look at these environmental factors, they've done a lot of studies on Holocaust survivors. They've also done studies on people who were part of the, the Dutch Hunger Winter, where the Nazis in 1944 cut off all food supplies to people living in the Netherlands, which caused, I believe, like somewhere upwards of 20,000 people dying of starvation, and many women who were pregnant, what happened there with them and their newborn children. And so cold has often is one of the triggers for this genetic expression. Other factors are stress. Obviously, stress can absolutely, when you have a similar stress. Now, remember, stress brings in an energetic frequency, a signature, okay, that is in your field that then can also trigger the actual physical body and the gene expression. And so when this trauma leaves a chemical mark on the gene, it doesn't mean that you're doomed. It doesn't mean that as the child who now carries this chemical mark on the gene, that you're absolutely completely at the mercy of your genetics. Absolutely not. What it's saying is you have a predisposition and there's a likelihood that something could come up. Now, remember that we always have the power to alter our gene expression through controlling our environment, which first will be dependent on how we react to stressors around us, how we work with our own emotional field. This is why it's so important to be in your own healing journey and to become so familiar with your own emotions and what's triggering them and how to manage them. Like, that's super key to all of this. And so the genetic imprints might also, what I think is so interesting when we think about this, and for all of those of you who are coming to the masterclass on Saturday, remember this because we're going to get into it later on in the masterclass. But I believe and this is what I've been shown and how I've designed some of my healing, that these genetic imprints can also be considered, like this chemical mark can also be considered an energetic imprint, which means it's almost like a spiritual encoding in your DNA. And if that's the case, and you all know that the physical manifestation is the last thing to manifest, that you can go to the root into the spiritual field and alter the energetic frequency, that signature frequency of the chemical mark, to remove it from your DNA, to remove it from the gene. It's almost like a transmutation and healing that allows the chemical mark to be removed. So remember that for Saturday, guys. Okay. So what I think is so interesting about, once I started to really dive deeper into this generational trauma and looking how it has affected my personal life, certain events that did not happen to me, I never experienced them, but they were affecting literally my biggest dreams, from like just preventing what I really wanted the most to happen in my life. A lot of this, of course, stems around my father. Now, I have been able to heal generational trauma from both my mother's side and my father's side. The sexual abuse from my mother's side, and as many of you know, through my Ron Real series, many years ago. I don't know if you're new, then maybe you haven't watched it, but it's on my main YouTube channel. It's also on the front page of my website. I highly suggest checking that out, because I take you on the journey of how I healed from sexual abuse literally within less than 4 months. Okay. And this is how quickly healing can happen. And this is why I believe you don't need to go through years and years of therapy anymore, in order to heal this stuff. So there are faster ways. That doesn't mean it's a magic pill. It doesn't mean you're not going to do work, but it means that there are faster and more effective ways to address this. So with my father, my dad grew up on a farm. His parents were immigrants from the Ukraine. His brother and his parents left the Ukraine, immigrated to Canada, and his father was a farmer. And his father was a very hard man, from what my aunt, my dad's sister, has told me, and from what my father has told me before too. He was a very difficult man, very abusive in many ways. I can't imagine what trauma he went through to have that. But, you know, my father, he suffered a very traumatic event in his childhood, because his dad made a very, very risky financial decision. And as a result, lost the entire farm. And they became instantly homeless. And I'm going to tell you guys a story that I was going to include in the masterclass, but I'm not going to now. So I'll tell you here what I thought was so interesting. And I didn't really realize this until more recently. And it amazed me at how spot on and recreated the whole event was, and what my father would say to me. So my father loses his home, his whole family's homeless. And what I've understood too, from my own healing and being able to go into the past and share what happened at that moment, was that he saw his mother crying on her knees on the floor, and he vowed to never allow such a thing to ever happen to him or anyone he loved ever again. And he had dreams of doing other things in his life, but he decided in that moment to give up on his dreams. This had happened to him as a kid, okay? To give up on those dreams and go with something that he knew he could just make enough money, have it stable, be secure, and just take care of things, put food on the table, put a roof over his family's heads, you know, like all the those things. And so fast forward to me now being born and him being my father, I can't tell you how much I've struggled with certain financial beliefs because of this trauma that was passed down to me through my dad's DNA. Because I haven't had any major financial traumas in my life, at least that I can remember, or at least they never affected me in the same way that it affected anyone else. And so when I was 27, I was wanting to buy my first piece of property. And I know I've mentioned this before, but I've never told you this part of the story. I was 30 grand in debt, had no savings, right? This was January 2004, and in my mind, I would go to bed every night and I would manifest myself living in my very own condo or loft in downtown Toronto. And I would use visuals, I would use magazines, and I would do it to hype me up using a lot of like what Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton have talked about at length, is how important it is to get the emotional frequency to feel it so that you feel you're already living it, you're already becoming it, right? That I'm already living there. And it was so powerful that within 4 months, I was able to save up more than half the down payment for my condo. And so I went ahead and got the amount, put it down, and I told my sister about it, just like in conversation, and she was so excited. She's like, "You know what? I want to do the same thing. I think I'm gonna buy in the same building as you." And I was like, "Well, it's a really good opportunity. It's a really good location. It's very up and coming," which it was. So she purchased as well. Well, my father found out, and it was one thing for me to make a risky financial decision on his, like from his perspective, but to also include my sister, he viewed it as I convinced her or made her or coerced her into risking all of her money on this absolutely horrible, risky venture. And I'll never forget the words that it's like branded into my mind. He found out and he said to me, he screamed at me, "It's one thing for you to ruin your life. It's another thing for you to ruin your sister's." And I didn't really think about that until a while ago when I started going through all of this healing. And I was like, wow, what was it? I was literally purchasing a home. What did he lose? His home. And it was because his whole family was affected because his father made a risky investment. I made an I don't think it was a risky investment. I think it was a very smart investment, which in the end, it was an extremely smart investment for both me and my sister. But it really kind of highlighted to me how traumatized he was and how he couldn't see value, or everything was just too much of a risk when it came to large financial purchases. And so this was interesting too, because even this has affected him. I mean, you know, my father, he's such an amazing worker and such an amazing man. He was so loving as a father in so many different ways. But, you know, he suffered his own trauma, and that affected him in a lot of decisions. And and how he ran his business. And you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, we had the huge stock market crash. He went bankrupt. We lost, we didn't lose our home, but we had to move out. We had to sell and all of that. And it was a huge loss for both my parents. So for me though, it's funny. Here's what's so interesting about that time, because my brother and I were just talking about this, and that affected him, but it didn't affect me. Part of the reason is because when we moved, I was in Switzerland on my exchange program. And so I didn't go through the whole move, even though I kind of knew it was happening. I was living my life. I was already following my dreams. So I don't think that really affected me that much. But my aunt told me about another story that highlighted how this trauma affected him in potentially taking on really lucrative financial opportunities. So back in the 80s in Canada, for all of those of you in the States or anywhere else in the world, you don't know. Okay, before I get to that, you guys are going to know in Canada for sure. So my aunt is very intuitive. She has the gifts just like I do. She would get contacted by different spirits, especially those who've passed on. And one of their good friends, my aunt and uncle's friends, had passed away. And he started showing up and moving things in the house. And she saw him one time. Now, one time they were, the first time he was trying to show her money, and he was kept throwing money off the nightstand. You know, like, I guess, you know how some people will put money or change on their night table or wherever. And it kept like throwing the money off. And so she didn't know what was going on, but she knew it was him. Well, one morning, her and my uncle were downstairs and they were talking about this potential investment, a franchise that both my father and my uncle were considering investing in. And they weren't sure if they should, because obviously it's an investment and they had their own cab business going on and everything. But in that moment, as they were discussing it on whether or not they should do it or not, my aunt went to go pour coffee into my uncle's coffee mug. And as she went to go pour, the coffee mug slid down the counter away from her. And she's just like, what the heck's going on? And so she grabbed the coffee mug and she tried to pour again, and it would move out of the way. And it was her friend trying to tell her and get her attention that they should absolutely invest in a Tim Hortons franchise. Well, for all of you who don't know, Tim Hortons is a massive coffee franchise in Canada. And this was back in the 80s before it really blew up and took off. And of course, my father and my uncle convinced my uncle, like, no, it's not something we should do. We shouldn't waste our money. You know, we shouldn't do that. Now, had they done it, things would have been very different for them. And so this was just another opportunity where, you know, the ancestors were literally trying to speak to them and trying to tell them, no, like, do it, like trying to get their attention on the coffee, you know, and didn't listen to it, had an opportunity to really kind of break through. Now, in my first mushroom journey, it was shown to me. I remember seeing my first mushroom journey visions were so vivid. I remember seeing the DNA, my DNA strands, and I saw within each strand another ancestor's face. And I saw all these different ancestors in there. And what came through as I sat on the rock talking to Luis, who was on the podcast recently, how when we uncovered the major block of what was holding me back from really fulfilling my dreams, it was this generational trauma. And I understood, well, the water was speaking to me. If you guys don't remember, I don't know if you remember that particular podcast episode from 18 months ago, but I remember the water was speaking to me and letting me know that I came here to break this particular ancestral trauma. I had an opportunity to break the chains and set my ancestors free, including myself, of course. And so this has been something that I have been working on. And, you know, it's a process, still working on it, but experiencing dramatic results and growth. And so what's important to understand is that understanding what's kind of going on here is that I actually was able to affect the chemical mark energetically on my DNA. It was shown to me in my psilocybin journey. And understand that as these events happen, they do carry signature frequencies in. And so how do we bridge the gap between energetic imprinting and chemical marks on our DNA? And this is something I'm going to go into a lot more detail of how I do this on the masterclass on Saturday. But I understood that if these chemical marks are indeed passed down through us, which science is showing that they are, then there is an energetic frequency to them. And if there's one thing that I've been learning over the last few years is how to shift the energy of something to affect it to work for me as opposed to against me. And you guys all know about my story back in 2021. I don't need to go through that again. I'm sure you guys are getting bored of the story anyway. But you know how I had to, for my own health reasons and for my own personal choices, had to transmute the shot. And so, and again, this is something you have to understand because we see that certain family members, I'm sure you've seen this where, you know, every single person in my family, one of my sisters and my brother both have allergies and are allergic to certain things. I am not. I don't have any food sensitivities. I don't have any of that. And so, but there's certain things that, you know, can trigger that gene expression to come on, certain environmental stressors. I don't carry the same levels of anxiety that every single one of my siblings does. It's actually been something that I've been quite in awe over, that I was like, how come I'm the one who doesn't have all of the anxieties, the social anxieties that seem to get stronger and stronger as they get older too, and learning how to manage that and what it's caused. And it's just been interesting. But, you know, I do believe that it has to partially be due to the fact that I've started my healing journey at 20 years old, and I started facing a lot of things and affecting, learning how to deal with certain emotions and confronting certain fears. So if we can look at the potential of altering these chemical marks on our genetics through energetic practices, okay, energetic healing, we have to also remember that emotions are energetic frequencies. And how do emotions create energetic imprints in our fields that could act as environmental stressors as well, right? So how you react to anything is a choice. And sometimes, of course, that's a lot easier to say than do, but it's a reality. And so This is something that I started to consider and work with as I was shown the power of altering the chemical mark through energetic practices. Now, how does this generational trauma affect us even beyond the physical? Because it does show up in your dreams. It will show up in your intuition. It will show up in subconscious patterns. So, for instance, dreaming. There is a difference between having a prophetic dream and having a dream where you're clearing out your subconscious or working through issues within your subconscious. What I'd like you guys to pay attention to, if this is really resonating with you and you're kind of going through this healing or you're starting to dabble in this, is start paying attention to your dreams in the morning, because that is when your subconscious is actually starting to work through some of the patterns and fears and beliefs, trying to either grab your attention or show you things that need addressing. And so what I thought is also interesting here is last year, okay, well, I can't say last year because that was 2022, because I guess we're now in 2024. The summer of 2022, when I realized this was all happening and I started to see, oh my gosh, generational trauma. This is the freaking puzzle piece I've been missing my whole journey. Oh, it's like such a blessing to finally know, like, that I finally figured it out. Because this is so exhausting sometimes. Like, guys, I've been on this journey for almost 3 decades, okay? Like, So I share this with you because I hope none of you have to go through 3 decades of healing to figure this out. Just as I was getting ready to make a big financial investment in my future, my father just seemed to freaking know to pick up the phone and talk to me and tell me about all his fears of what I'm doing. Like, it's crazy how it all happens. And I'm just sitting there. This is literally 3 weeks after my mushroom journey. And I'm like, wow, this is surreal to just be witnessing it in real time and actually just be consciously aware of what's happening and just observe from a point of literal fascination, not triggered, but literal fascination of how somehow my dad knew. It was like something got triggered in his field to kind of like talk to me. And I'm just like, oh my God. And of course, you know, I had to, you know, have to talk to him and tell him to basically quit it. But, you know, I went away, I went through with it anyway, and it all worked out for me tremendously. But it's like there's this spiritual connection to it where almost like when you're about to like break free or you're attempting to break free, that your parents or whoever has the trauma, okay, maybe it's like, you know, also maybe it's an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent or whoever it is, I don't know. But that, it's almost like alarm bells are kind of hit and signaled in their own field, and they pick up on their intuition, picks on whether they are aware of it or not, that it's their intuition. And it's just, it's mind blowing to me. And so, really, understanding how this all works and being so aware of it in real time can be so beneficial to you when you're working through this stuff on your own, and recognizing how to, one, first have compassion for the trauma that they've been through. Like, that's like, when I think about what my dad's been through, oh my God, I don't blame him. I don't blame him for, like, you know, wanting to keep me safe and all that stuff. But also at the same time, recognizing this isn't mine. Like, this isn't mine, and I don't have to let it be mine. And actually, I can break the chains. The cycle can stop with me here, and I can help future generations not have to deal with this stuff anymore. And again, this is why, you know, many years ago, I put out on my Instagram reel, I said, if hurt people hurt people, then healed people heal people. And this is how you change the world. This is literally how you change the world. The more we heal ourselves, we're literally healing generations to come, which means our future is going to be brighter, regardless if we're here or not. We've already done the work to set the tone in the future for those generations to have a better leg to stand on, to be able to work through other things, you know, and go further. So, what was really cool too, what's important understanding with our ancestors is spiritually, we do go through many practices where in ceremony, we will call upon our ancestors to join us. And we do so because our ancestors hold a lot of wisdom. Sometimes when we're in the healing part of our journey, we can get really caught up with the crap that that we're having to work through. But, you know, in order for us to get here, they had to go through their own stuff. Remember, as much as they may have not broken the chains, they've certainly weakened them, okay, for us to come in and finally break them. Never forget that. Never forget how far I never want to forget how far my father has come, because he has made tremendous leaps forward in his generation compared to what, you know, he had to deal with. And I'm sure his father and mother also, compared to what they went through and what they had grown up with, also had to weaken some of those chains. And so I think it's really important that we remember that. But also, if we are calling our ancestors in to ceremony at many times to impart and bring forth the wisdom so that we can tap into it when we're either in meditation or in a healing ceremony, whatever it might be, it's also important to know that we also call them in when we're getting ready to break the chains. And what was so cool that I did not tell you guys in my 2024 predictions video is that morning, it was so emotional for me. There was a reason why it was so emotional for me. All of my ancestors showed up around me, and they all entered into my room, and they were there with me. And I got this vision of all of us standing in this open field with mountains all around us, and there was a lake. And they were standing there, each one of them holding a candle. And they told me that they were supporting me and they were with me, and that even though I'm the one who's doing the work right now, they were able to bring in support. And their love and their encouragement was there to also bring light into an area that can be very dark. And so for those of you who aren't aware, in my Raw and Real series, when I healed from sexual abuse in just literally less than 4 months, because I didn't even know I was sexually abused until 3.5 months prior to that, I remember having my mom's uncle with me, the one who abused me. He was in my field. And as I forgave myself, forgave him, I literally heard the chains break across our DNA, the DNA. And I literally say that in the video years ago. I literally heard the chains break, and I felt the relief of him being set free of his guilt that he was still carrying, even on the other side, in that form, and just releasing the guilt that I've had for myself, just that I took on, as you know, when you're ever traumatized and you go through a lot of shame and guilt and blame and all that. and just release it. And that just got released so that that doesn't get passed down to future generations. And I felt him there with me and felt that break. And so it's important that we call in our ancestors when we're doing this work as well. Not only because they're a part of this journey, we came into this bloodline for a reason, but because they're also offering support. They're also offering encouragement, and they do have wisdoms to impart upon us. And so when we think about healing generational trauma, I really want you guys to consider, if you haven't already, that there are ways to heal this through the energetic realm, affecting the actual chemical mark on your DNA that has been passed down to you through generational trauma, right? So energy healing, meditations, visualizations, emotional connection to the body. When you can put all of these in, it's very powerful. And then, of course, the ultimate part of generational healing is absolutely goes hand in hand with inner child healing. There's just no way you can heal generational trauma without also bringing in the inner child and childhood trauma. The inner child is so important. And the inner child actually is a pivotal, plays a pivotal role in healing generational trauma and breaking generational cycles. And you know, your inner child as a guide can be extremely helpful in guiding you. I mean, my inner child is the one who gave me the name of my abuser. Without that information, I didn't feel like I could connect to the event. But as soon as the name came in and I all of a sudden I knew exactly who it was like, boom, it's like this domino effect. And everything just started to click into place. So, you know, heal the inner child can be very powerful in your healing journey. So, generational trauma, it's one of those missing links to the healing journey that I think is extremely important. One that we cannot deny. We also cannot avoid. We have to look at it. And so the hard and difficult part becomes, how do you isolate generational trauma when it's not even yours? Like, what if you had never even experienced it? You know, how do you isolate that? And that's something that I'm going to teach you guys in the masterclass on Saturday. So if you haven't signed up yet and you're interested in this healing masterclass, I highly suggest you sign up. I'm leaving the link in the show notes for those of you listening later on. And for those of you now on YouTube, the link is in the description below. Again, I will say, remember to confirm your registration. You'll get an email. Make sure you confirm it, because that will then give you the email that will signal the email to come into you for that has the actual link for the event. Okay. And again, it's on January 6th, 1 p.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We are starting right on time. So I'm going to ask you guys to show up 10 minutes early. Get ready, because we're going to go straight into ceremony. Straight into ceremony, because that's how I do things. That's how I do things. And if you guys are interested as well, just know that the Forbidden Journey retreat tickets are on sale. We're almost 50% sold out. And the ticket prices are going up after this weekend. So that is something as well. We had a lot of ancestors show up at the retreat. I got visions, and a couple of the other women there had visions of particular ancestors showing up. And so there was healing that happened through this process, as some of the people at the retreat already got a sneak peek at what I'm offering on Saturday. So if you're interested in really having a massive breakthrough, the tickets for the Forbidden Journey are definitely worth it to come. And those are on sale. Link is in the description below as well. And I will say, don't take my word for it. Take the people who came's word for it, because I have now uploaded on the Forbidden Journey Retreat website page, I think 8 or 9, maybe even 10 testimonial videos of the amazing, incredible transformations and experiences that people had there. So for those of you that are interested in your need to hear from other people's point of view what they experienced, I highly suggest you go over there and listen to them because they're super powerful. And to be quite honest, extremely inspiring. So I'm going to leave it there, guys, short and sweet today, just because it's a solo episode and there's no need to talk needlessly. I've said everything that I think is meant to be said here. I love you guys so much. Hey, Zeph, Kayla, Dennis, Stephen, Fifi, hello to everyone in the live chat. I hope you're all doing well. And I'm going to leave it there. So if you have signed up and you have not got the email to the event on Saturday with the link in it, please let me know. But first, make sure you confirmed your registration on the first email before you reach out to me. If you have and you still don't have it, please email me. I'll get you set up. All right, guys, I love you so much. What else is there to say? 2024, an incredible year. We've got a massive new moon in Capricorn coming up next week on the 11th. This is a very big new moon because it is trine Uranus. Uranus, which is going to be creating a huge shakeup for a lot of us this spring. It's making this beautiful trine to Capricorn. So the moon in Capricorn, the sun in Capricorn. So I would say big surprises next week, something you're not expecting, but it should come in the form of positivity for you. So whatever house Taurus is for you, something from that house is going to take you by surprise and starts a whole new thing in your Capricorn house. Who knows what that could be? For those of you who are in alchemy, you guys are going to get a lot more details on that. I'm looking forward to our live call. Unfortunately, though, our call is going to be a couple days after that. However, we're going to go into big details because we'll still be in the moon energies. And I still got another big announcement for you guys this month. And that's going to be coming in the third week of January. So stay tuned. Big things happening. I'm super excited. I love you guys. Have an incredible evening. And let's leave it there because I just want you all to know that we all have the power to stop the cycles. This is part of the reason. This is part of your mission coming in here is to go through your healing journey. That is probably one of the most important things you can do. I would say healing, but also having fun. Enjoy your life. Don't get so caught up in the healing that you forget to have fun. This is an experience. And we sometimes take it a little too seriously when we get really entrenched in our healing journey. You got to have balance. So make sure you're having a good time. You're enjoying life because I got to say, there's some things available down here that you don't get in the etheric realms, in the spiritual realm. So take advantage while you're here. All right, guys, I love you so much. Have an incredible night and I'll see you soon.
Thanks again for joining me for another show on the Enlighten Up podcast. I love you guys so much for all of your continued support. So remember to raise your vibe, find your tribe, and be open to the infinite possibilities held in the mysteries that surround us all. Thanks again for sharing the show with your family and friends. And if you're new to the show and you need to find out more information about me, please head on over to my website, NicoleFrolick.com, where you can join my newsletter. And please follow me on Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube. Keep your light bright, and I'll see you next week.